The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
We're back, 867 BC. How y'all doing? Are you enjoying yourself? Enjoying your life? Enjoying the pod? I hope so. If you are, tell a friend, man. We like word of mouth. You know what I mean? It's the best medicine. Because then we get cool people. You know what I mean? And if you don't like us, say something bad about us on the internet. That always helps out. Gets a lot of eyes on you. You know what I mean? It's like the government and YouTube know. And Twitter. And Instagram. And Facebook. It's easier to harness hate than love. So, haters, help us out, man. All right? But if you do love us, tell a friend. You know what I mean? Anyway, today, 867 BC, a hell of an episode. Now, we pulled this together last minute, guys. I had just gotten back from a concert with Cindy. Her concert, she played. She's a classically trained musician, we'll say. And these guys had just gotten done with a comedy show. It was late in the night, and we pulled together a podcast. And we got a little sloppy. But I gotta say, there's some goddamn diamonds in there. You know, when you get loose at the lips. Well, either way, these guys are great. And you know why? They're shy guys. Shy like Chi-Town, like Chicago, like the blowhard, windy city, the big onion itself. Our good friend and regular-ish guy here, Chris Scriva. Had him in town for a show that he was organizing. They're old friends of his. And they simply go by Ryan and Ryder. Right? And I believe it was Ryder? I can't remember which one. Was talking about what I had to make today's unofficial sponsor. A company that I'm sure would have nothing to do with the show. That's right. I'm talking about Ferragamo. Ferragamo makes fine Italian fashion. This particular podcast, we mentioned their shoes. I guess their shoes are so nice that you didn't want to take them to a regular old cobbler. Though I think they would have got the job done. Anyway, I don't know if you guys ever had your shoes repaired. It's very interesting. You can do it. If you have, I mean, they're not going to put a new gum sole on a gum shoe. But they'll sew up some leather. Polish it, make it look nice. Anyway, we talked about Ferragamo shoes, guys, and I had to look them up. I had to look at their website. The shoes, they're all right. They have sneakers that are, well, I don't know, man. I mean, I assume that these things are very well made because there's not a lot catching the eye about them. You know, their sneakers start out very plain Jane, you know, $750. I saw a pair of loafers. $1,420, something like that. You know, just plain black. No shiny buckles, no nothing. I think at the end of the day, it's like a Rolex. Someone who knows watches can spot one across the room. And I assume that a fine Italian leather shoe is the same for someone with class. But that's not me, as you know. So, if you've got class, head on over to Ferragamo website. Shoe.com, Ferragamo.com, I believe it is actually. You know what I mean? And they have bags. They have belts. I bet the belts aren't that expensive. Probably get a belt for $200. Anyway, they're made in Italy. They send them all the way over here. I mean, Mussolini knew his way around a shoe. Am I right? So, without any further ado, let's get into today's episode. Number 867, Shy Guys with Chris Scriva, Ryan, and Ryder.
Front?
Yo,
Aaron leaves it in, dude.
Yo, also,
we can do it up.
To be very clear here, guys, I know this might not be your thing, because from what I've gathered from
Pittsburgh casting.
Yeah.
But I brought notes, dude. I brought talking points. Hey,
anytime that things are getting... You can be like, by the way.
Aaron's the note king, dude. He comes with a stack of note cards, and he reads them before sets.
I love you, Aaron, dude. Me and you are boyfriend.
I don't know if you have pens over there.
I have a pen.
But there are pieces of paper.
Can I have a pen?
Yeah.
Get a pen.
Who wants a... you said you got a beer, right?
Yeah, thank you for the beer.
Grab a pen.
If you want a beer, you good, right? Cool.
You good?
You got your Trulies, you good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron's drinking a Trulies, dude.
I'm just trying to make sure we're on keto diet.
You're on keto?
I'm on keto diet.
Is cock part of a keto diet?
So a lot of people don't think you can get drunk when you're keto, but it turns out that's wrong, dude.
I don't think Trulies are keto.
Read the back.
Read the label, baby. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan from Chicago.
Chicago. Ryder from Chicago as well.
Yes, Ryder.
Ollie.
What do you say there for carbohydrates there, Ryan?
What does it say?
It says total carbs, 5 grams.
Ooh, yeah,
no, it does not say. It says 3 grams.
No, per container, it's 5 grams.
So you're having 10. You have to keep it on.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm not. Who's the idiot?
Oh, wait, no. I think you can have less than 30 grams. Or
no, I'm fine. If I drink these, I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, you're still...
I don't think you're great at being keto, I'm not going to lie.
What makes him more annoying, that he's drinking Trulies or doing keto?
those are both pretty bad. Every time I go to the counter and I buy Trulies, I'm like, guys, I swear I'm straight.
I want to be very clear about this. No shame on Trulies.
No.
Trulies, people...
But
try
shame
to
on being gay.
People try to shame Trulies. It's like when people shame martinis. People try to shame martinis.
Martinis are wonderful.
And
dude,
I'm like, martinis are not a bitch drink.
No.
Drink three martinis and tell me...
James Bond drink martinis.
Dude, martinis will fuck you
James
up.
Bond never drink a fucking
James
Trulies.
Bond is also British, which is inherently feminine.
Pussy.
Yeah, that's because Trulies... don't exist for James Bond.
You wait till James Bond 2028.
Yes.
Okay, they will do
James Bond. Yeah, and one day James
Bond...
He's going
to be like, can I get a Truly? Don't shake it. I swear to God. Dude, he's going to fucking hand it to me.
He's going
to
order a Truly and then drive off in a Ford Fiesta.
Yeah. Dude, he's already driving Fords, dude.
No, yeah, he's I don't think they make those anymore, so it'd be like a six-year-old car.
It's going to be like a Chevy Spark. It's going to clean the air as he's driving.
Chevy Spark? Joey has a Chevy Spark. It's all gas.
Isn't that the worst name for a electric car ever?
It's a Chevy Volt or Bolt. There's a Bolt that's all electric. The Bolt is all electric. The Volt's a hybrid.
And they call it the Spark then. That's
stupid. I don't know. It's like a Honda Fit or like a
Spark. We're on the same page. It's so stupid that they call it the Volt. And it's
Honda Fits are sick though.
Honda Fits,
Honda Fits.
Yeah, but they don't.
What's the difference between a Honda Fit and a Honda Civic?
What?
I can't Honda Civic my dick in your ass.
Oh, shit. That's good. You should do stand up with that, dude.
Dude, that should be your opener, closer, and middle.
We're trying to get Ryan to do more than improv.
I got to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been like dead for the past like fucking 6 months.
You're an improv cat.
Mostly.
So what, must have met
look
him
at his
through
fleece,
the Chicago
dude, he's
improv.
Definitely improv.
Yeah, look at how much of a bitch.
Yeah, dude, look at this bitch-made ass bitch.
Look at those bitch titties, bro.
Look at this bitch with this Gen Z TikTok.
He's wearing a goddamn Patagonia sheep, yeah, all right? Yeah, all right, looks anyways, like a goddamn sheep.
Look how clean shaven the man is. Let the man talk.
I don't get chicks with this.
Chicks?
Are you telling me?
Yeah.
Are you telling me I'm getting the wrong kind of people?
Yeah, you're sleeping in a bunk bed with a rider tonight.
We're sleeping in bunk beds.
Dude, we were trying to... I was
you
so
mad.
You
seriously have bunk beds?
Yeah, I
would
it was actually Elizabeth's idea. She turned my attic into
a
comedy condo.
And
then now she complains when people stay there.
Dude, she's
I will say, we aren't using the bunk beds properly. We're sleeping in one bunk.
Yes.
But...
Whoa. Split a bunk. Who what? Told you to sleep in one...
Well, it's like we like to stay warm.
Are you really sleeping?
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Oh,
you don't understand.
It's winter. It's Pittsburgh.
No. But the way you're dressed right now, I just really threw
dude, my biggest problem right now, dude,
you're a
is
bigot.
Dude, my biggest problem right now is I'm beefing with you, Scriva, because my whole plan.
Oh, by the way, you say my. I correct you. You've been saying my name wrong for years.
Scriva. What is it?
Scriva.
Scriva. That's stupid. I'm gonna call you Scriva.
You're right. It is spelled Scriva.
All right, Ron.
It is spelled Scriva.
No, okay. Wrong what was all? It again? Scriva?
Yeah.
Fucking
Skriva
okay.
just rolls off.
Skriva was supposed to, dude. I was trying
You're a fucking romance language person,
dude. I was trying to take a lady back to these bunks, and I was gonna do a hot soak sesh, yeah. and just have him bounce me around Mormon style.
You're gonna soak,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, we were.
We were literally talking about that the whole trip up here.
I was saying this. There's a really cute girl in like the front row of our show,
uh-huh.
But she was like way too into it, and I was like, this is kind of a turnoff.
Like, you actually like comedy.
I was like, why are you, like, you're, like, way too into this. Like, who?
Yeah, because you're, that's the, yeah.
It's kind of gross. I don't know.
What, you just like being rejected by
I
women?
I think
on the
I like women that hate me. Yeah. I think that's what that means.
All right, guys.
All right.
I got a fat note. You guys ready for my fat note?
Yeah, let's hear a fat note.
Yeah, drop it.
Did you have a point?
Here's a fat note. These are directional microphones.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to the side of the microphone, you're not going to hear anything. You're talking to this side of the microphone, you're not going to hear anything. If you're talking to the center of the microphone, everyone's going to hear.
Yeah. I was, when I do, I want to let this be known right now.
That listen,
I'm a fucking professional. And if I'm
he's a rock star.
Yeah, if I'm fucking hitting the side of the mic, it's on purpose, dude. I'm trying
you're
to
running them walls.
I'm trying to let it be known light. I'm trying to build some kind of
this is insane.
Ebb and flow to the volume.
This is insane. When I met Ryder, he was teaching handicap kids in Chicago and just doing his first couple open mics. He just annihilated in front of like a 60, 70 person audience. And he keeps calling himself a rock star because he actually is. He's touring with like a famous jazz musician around the world.
Yeah,
it's like blues the craziest musician. Glow up.
The blues musician. I'm not gonna bring him up here, dude. This is spot? Not the kind of space he wants to be known.
That's
in.
His day job.
It's my real life. That's how I make my living, dude.
Yeah.
But guys, are you?
It's cool. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for thinking you're cool.
Yeah. The last thing we want to do is help people.
Yeah.
That you're
the last thing. Yeah, dude.
We're gonna build it up for 5 minutes, and you're not gonna say who it is,
dude. I'm not.
I like that you BBK. Think that people who would listen to this are like, but I won't listen to other stuff. Like,
that's not what I'm worried about.
No. He's.
I'm worried that the people that will listen to this. We'll be psyched about my music and come listen to it. I don't want fans like that, dude. We got real.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want people
fans.
To roll with us, you know.
Yeah. Explain it. Swab
he also went to. I've been in Saskatoon, and so is he. We're Saskatoon.
Yeah, dude. Bud's on Broadway.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Great blues club up in Saskatoon. Saskatoon's a good time.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like it's kind of like.
Okay,
a lot
so
of hipsters.
I've heard the word Saskatoon 4 times. Now.
Saskatchewan, dude. You fly out of their airport?
You're Canuck.
Fucking horrible, dude.
You're Canuck.
No, dude, I drove up there.
Oh,
all yeah, right. I flew there. I've been to Saskatoon.
He's from Colorado originally.
Yeah, I'm from Colorado.
Nice. What area?
Shredbot, dude. I'm from. Whoa,
that's
dude.
Cool. Thanks, break around here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not. I'm literally not surprised at all. I'm looking around this building. And I thought
for all
the
audio
collapse.
Listeners,
dude.
The,
when I thought when I saw that collapse,
the
I thought
ceiling
it was
came down on us.
Do you have video now?
I was going to have video tonight, but now I won't because the gimbal has collapsed. So.
What's a that's not whatever a gimbal is. I want to be very clear. Whatever a gimbal is, that's not one of them.
It's not a profession.
It's a straight up. It's a,
I don't even know what a gimbal like is. That's not what it is.
It's a random piece of balsa wood left over from something with yarn holding it to the ceiling with wood screws into the ceiling.
That's a teeter totter.
And he was like, I made a thing.
That's a seesaw.
I made a thing.
I was wondering what this spider web was above me earlier.
This is just a hang yourself with.
Yeah, now you guys at any time can just throw your neck into that. And just
dude, okay. Are you guys ready for my fucking note?
Okay, give me your fucking note.
I've been running this, dude.
We've been actually waiting all night.
Dude, I've been waiting literally what
I've been
we drove,
waiting my
we started
whole
driving
like
fucking
9,
12 30. Hours ago. I've been waiting 12 hours to bring this up. Okay. So do you guys know who Andrew Cunanan is?
No.
That's the guy who killed Gianni Versace.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but he also was like a serial killer.
Is Versace a Nazi?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Yeah,
but what
so,
I loved
it.
About it is I was like, dude, you gotta love a serial killer that actually like throws in real people. Because my whole thing is like most serial killers kill like homeless people. And I'm like, that's worth like 4 to 5 normal people. Right? You get in 4 to 5 homeless, you got a normal housewife.
Right,
dude,
right.
Dude, he killed a famous
that
person. That's like 13 to 15.
Yeah.
This guy killed 5 people, but he's actually at like 25 to 30 kills because he got a Gianni Versace.
Yeah. It's like if you
he's padding his
stats. It's like if you do a set at Zany's or you did 15 open mics then.
Right, dude. Like these ones count.
Yeah, he fought and beat Conor McGregor today.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, he's washed up. Like you got an easy KO, you know, you got Gianni. He's not even like the main guy. So my whole point is this. If you guys were serial killers, here's my question.
Okay.
Do you go for sheer numbers of nobodies? Are you a numbers guy?
Or famous people?
Like, are you rings? Are you about getting your NBA championship rings? Or are you about getting NBA championship records?
I think you
got
to
warm... This guy got rings. Killed Versace.
I think it's just like March Madness. You got to warm up with scrubs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, warm up with some normies.
Yeah, it's like calling. Like, you can't beat... You can't beat the game right out of the gate.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah. you gotta wait for the top-notch players. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're gonna kill your Gwyneth Paltrows on like day 25.
Yeah, you gotta start out with some small fries.
Threaten Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, I didn't necessarily.
I want to be very clear here. I am threatening Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. And if I ever
Paltrow's going the fuck down.
Dude, if I ever become a serial killer, she is number 5. Because you're right, I do have to warm up.
Yeah. I hope she disappears in the next week.
Dude,
and then they're like, who?
Dude, she's gonna drop a candle called "When I'm Dead." It's just gonna
She's gonna be like the Gwyneth Paltrow rotting meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
like,
she was the one that did the pussy candle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, that was also called the rotting meat, but it's a little different.
This is why we came to this guy's crib. Ryder,
can you take some improv classes so we can have an improv team called Pussy Candle?
Pussy Candle.
Dude, I'm not taking any improv classes. Chris, just teach me what I need to know, dude.
I actually can
at this point.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I just need a group of people. I'll teach you.
I need to know yes and. That's about it, right? Yeah.
So
I'm going to make an improv team full of... incel adjacent friends of mine.
Dude, I'm not even close to incel adjacent. I want to be very clear right now. Dude, I fight incels on site.
Yeah.
My dick.
Yeah.
Oh, you take dick slap them.
No. Hell, I don't slap them with it.
He's trying to become
what
a
I do
king.
Is I have sensual, I have consensual sensual sex with incels.
Excuse me?
What?
Consensual sensual.
Yeah, dude. It's consensual and sensual, dude. It's lovely. And then...
I mean, that does check out if you... Listen to the lyrics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
Where were you?
I mean, I think that's a Creed song. Is that not a Creed song?
We need you to jack off Elliot Rodgers BMW. We can find so much
consensual sensual.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a rapper.
We should write that one. Anyway.
With incels.
I just think that you should come here and you should teach an improv class, dude. First step is what don't be good at comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Don't be good at stand up. That's the main thing.
Real quick. I'm going to say
something. Don't have any skills.
I know your audience that listens to this. I can do better improv than any of you Pittsburgh open micers can do stand up. So fuck you.
Oh, baby.
We got beefy
shots
Chris,
fired.
Dude.
What
we're
now?
We're pivoting,
now?
Dude.
I thought we were supposed to not talk about
no,
it.
No, I'm not talking shit. That's just, I just want to say.
Are you sure? It sounded like you were talking shit.
Nothing's off the table because this is a big table. You know, it is.
But I want to be very clear here. Talking shit off the table, unless it's about Gwyneth Paltrow or Gianni Versace or Andrew Kunananan. I might have written that down wrong. There's no way his last name's Kunananan. There's no way that's what
Hey
it
Siri.
Is.
Kyle Kinane.
Who killed Versace?
Watch you be like completely wrong.
Wait, it says Rebecca Versace Burke. Was shot and killed outside Miami. By spree killer Andrew Kunanan. Yeah.
Was Versace a Nazi?
He lived in
well, that's gonna
Miami.
Be contentious,
that's where
dude.
A lot of Jews are.
It also
it won't say it. It won't say it.
Yeah, of course, dude. Because who's in charge of fucking...
Yeah, there were also a lot of Jews in Germany.
5 big-name fashion designers who had ties to the Nazis.
Yeah, but okay, but so did everybody. Everyone's acting like Hitler.
I know, dude.
Everyone likes to act like Hitler wasn't on the cover of Times. So
dude.
Grow up, dude.
Everyone has to act like he...
I don't want to talk about Hitler because I get too
because
positive.
You get loving it. Yeah. You get loving it too quick, and I get that. I love his paintings. I'm not going to force you into that corner. You know what I mean?
My whole thing is I was like, dude, how much does it suck that he ruined that mustache? It's such a solid stash.
Michael Jordan pulled it off years later.
Hell yeah, dude. He did. We call it the Jordan. We call it the Jordan.
We call it the Jordan. We're from Chicago. We
they
call it
say
the
he loved. Why am I forgetting his name? The guy who was in the silent movies.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin. That's where they say he got it.
They say he really loved Charlie Chaplin, and that's why he did it.
Is that real? Because I've actually heard that as well.
I don't know if that's real or not.
I think that is real.
And then, that's Israel.
And then he killed 9 million Jews.
Look at this.
Just to show how much he loved Charlie Chaplin.
I think he did it just to flex, dude. He was like, you know who's the hatest?
No,
the hatestest guy?
Me.
Hitler.
I know, who's
the bestestest guy? Me. Let's see if I can rebrand that shit. You know,
he needed something to unite all his country under. So he threw a bunch of people under the bus to fuck him over. You know, to fuck over this one group of people to get everybody else to be like. When you can blame a group of people for all your problems, dude. It's like how they blame Mexicans.
No, we're
for
talking about
jobs.
Jordan. All right, you're talking about Hitler.
I think this is a comedy podcast.
I also don't think it's history. I don't think Hitler threw anybody under a bus. He put them on a train.
Yeah, from what I understand. He threw them on a train, not under a bus.
From what I understand, they didn't have buses at all, dude.
Yeah, they didn't use buses back then.
Actually, he didn't even have to. He just asked the French, and they were like, okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Well, there was like Turkey or Hungary? They just gave them all the Jews. They were just like, they already didn't like them a whole lot. They were just like, oh, this guy's doing this thing. Have them all.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. I think a couple of places in Europe did that. And then they all just at the end were like, this is Germany's fault. It's like,
they threw them under the bus.
I think you guys were a little bit in on this shit.
Metaphorically, not literally.
They drove the van for the armed robbery. Yeah, dude. That is history.
History's all about like, oh, that's how it turned out. No, I was over here.
That's
how it rolls.
We were talking about it today in the car, and we were saying, like, dude, if anyone did like a genuine history podcast, it would be like racist as shit. Like, if you look at history, it's just all racism.
Yeah, it a lot is. It actually is. It's just like they don't look like me, so fuck them.
Yeah,
that's history, baby.
I'm gonna mess them up.
Let's write a book called "They Don't Look Like Me, So Fuck Them."
I'll let you write that book, Aaron.
Yeah, we'll let you
I'm gonna get a ghostwriter. I'm not gonna lie. But I will put my name on it. Don't get me wrong, I'll put my name on it.
If you're writing a racist book, who is your ghostwriter, dude?
Good question. Kanye, obviously.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Obviously.
Genius.
I feel like you gotta go a little harder.
Harder than Kanye?
Yeah, there's a lot of people harder than Kanye.
I feel like
that guy's on so many antidepressants.
No, you're right.
Kanye's on so many antidepressants, there's no way that dude's hard.
That's true. Yep, that's why he acts the way he does. If I have a racist book and I have a ghostwriter, I want it to be a racist golden retriever writing it.
I mean, that's pretty good. I was telling this to him.
Yeah, let's get Joe Rogan's dog to write a fucking racist book.
I was telling this to him earlier, but I was like, you think Kanye is mad that out of like all the famous black dudes who fell from grace, he's the only one that technically didn't do anything?
He did some things.
He didn't actually do anything.
R. Kelly like put people in cages and pissed on them.
OJ killed people and allegedly.
Yeah, and Kanye just like.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone thought that R. Kelly or OJ were racist. They just thought that they were.
That's fair.
Yeah,
they just thought they were fucked up.
Nobody was
and
like,
first
this
of all,
racist.
Let's not throw these guys under the bus, all right? It was a different era. All right. Back then, killing your wife was okay.
Yeah, and whoa, I want to hold up here. R. Kelly might be a lot of things, okay? But a racist.
R. Kelly is not. Yeah, he will pee on anybody.
Dude, we saw some fucking. Remember, we saw those black Israelites.
Oh, yeah,
and what
did
you start? He started mocking them.
Yeah,
like out the open window. And Chris was like, don't fucking do that, dude.
I want one on my podcast.
Well,
they won't be on your podcast.
I'm afraid to have them in my home because I do it here in my home. But
yeah,
like,
they'll burn it.
What are they about?
Why are you afraid to have it in your home?
He's racist.
Aaron's racist. You heard it here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd have a white Israelite here. No, I'm talking. But I don't know, because I don't know enough about him. But every time I bring their name up, people are like, oh no, dude, they hate you. And that's what they say. Like people are like, no, no, dude, they're gonna be
Aaron,
pissed.
Aaron, I hate to tell you, you're what they like to call the white devil. Not all of them.
See, this is what I'm saying. Every time I bring them up, people are like, no, no, Aaron, they hate you.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, yeah.
Black Israelites, they're not a big fan of me, and I don't even, I've never
you
talked
specifically,
to them.
Or just the white race?
Just anyone with up. The flesh that looks
I
like
I legitimately them. Don't know just about anything about these group of people.
All I know is that they are like, hey, dudes. Word you.
Well, the whole vibe, the whole vibe is a lot of people will then you. It's kind of like how people will do crazy shit and then be like, "Dude, God told me to do it." There's a lot of black people that'll like spew some crazy racist shit about white people and then be like, at the end, be like, "Yo, by the way, I'm a black Israelite." But like a normal black Israelite is not like about that life. They're just like living, loving.
You heard
the
it
Lord.
Here first, people.
Tell us more about minorities and what they do in God's name.
Yes. Whoa, dude.
Not only them.
Whoa, I thought
like
that was
Inuit
a woke stance.
I'm
just,
talking about.
There's you literally said there's a lot of black people that say fucked up shit. I can't believe
that's
me,
how you started.
I can't believe me defending black Israelites got turned into I'm a racist.
That's the whitest
that's
thing you can
insane.
Do is accidentally be racist while trying to be progressive. But
yeah, and defending.
The last thing you want to do is
I mean,
defend the
your
black
problem. Rule number one is you're a white guy talking behalf on a
Whoa,
minority.
I want to be very clear here. Nobody knows I'm white except for the fact that you guys just told them.
You don't think they can hear your voice?
That's fair.
I said you were from Colorado. You said you were from a ski town earlier.
There's black people from Colorado.
No, there's not. There's like 10 in Denver.
I used to live up in Colorado. I lived up there for three winters.
Oh, that's why you're so racist.
Yeah, dude. We learned it from
you. Also from Iowa.
We learned it from you, motherfucker.
What'd you do up in Colorado, dude? What were you doing up there?
Oh, well, I was like, I love skiing. I love snowboarding.
Shredding the fucking gnarly.
And I was like, dude, I got to go get gnarly. I got to go get gnarly hard.
Super gnarly. There's
Where'd you
gnarly
live
here?
In Colorado?
So I lived in Greeley, which is up in the plains.
That's gnarly.
And then Greeley's I lived in Longmont. And those were basically the two.
Those are both where poor people go.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's like 30 minutes from real ski mountains.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you can't, unless you got like shmoney,
yeah.
You're not living on a ski
mountain. No, dude.
Greeley's where like poor ski bums go.
So how does Greeley compare to Aliquippa, Pennsylvania?
It's way better.
Dude, Greeley is
where you live. I've been to so many places in the world.
It is.
And where you live was like one of the scarier places I've been.
One of the worst, dude.
And we both live in Chicago. We're both telling you that's worth. He's from the South.
Where
side.
Does he live?
Aliquippa.
Aliquippa.
Oh, here in Pittsburgh? Do you think Aliquippa's scary?
Yeah, dude.
These guys got giants, dude, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Okay.
Weeping giants.
Weeping giants, am I right?
Ryan's like, up for the south side of Chicago, and then I'm there next to a Target, because this is where I'm from.
I also want to be very clear. Target's it's not the whole place, town. Right? It's specifically his home. And the block that his home is on.
No, that's actually one of the nicest
ones. Dude, we literally...
that's the nicest
dude,
one?
We literally arrive. Bro. We arrive at his house. He walks us across the street and he looks. He goes, look at this view. And look at my hill of garbage. And we look down.
It's just the whole garbage. They just throw their trash up the hill.
The hill of garbage is not good.
All the way down trash.
And I will say, I'll take hill of garbage over three shootings a week. Am I right?
No, we have that too.
I'd honestly rather have three shootings a week.
Dude, I drove. So
I used to live in Louisiana. The nice part is the hurricanes washed all the trash away. And the
See, you sound just so racist today.
Whoa, what?
You took that in a weird way.
Yeah, that was racist.
No, you're racist.
Sorry, what was
Is
your
that
point?
The game I interrupted.
Is there a podcast called You're Racist? And just do this for an hour?
No, you're racist. No,
that
you're
might
racist,
be funny.
Dude.
That actually would probably be the number one
this
podcast
got
of all time.
Way too racist. Way
all,
too fast.
The whole time, all you did was just get four different people from four different ethnicities.
And entrap them in racist.
And just everyone just took turns being like, you're racist. That would be good. I think.
I want to get like a bunch of progressive comics on here and then get them to just talk and just point out why what they're saying is actually really fucked up.
That's a good idea.
I can dunk on them with that.
Yeah. obviously, liberalism doesn't make any sense. Let's be honest.
Can you talk, good evening, boys and girls. Welcome to the alt-right comedy.
Chris, can you talk about Douglas's basement? Yeah. Can you talk about the white-only meeting or no?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
The white-only?
Right, so, no. This is fucking
this
hilarious.
Is a girl. I'm not going to name her. She's a nice girl and everything. Right? So I was on this improv
Rebecca
team.
Rebecca Susan is her name.
Her name is your mom. No. So I'm on this improv team, and we're in a bar before a show. We're all hanging out, and the one girl's talking. She goes, yeah, we're actually having a meeting. And there's a black guy on my team, gay black guy. Fucking awesome. I love this dude. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there. And I was like, we're actually having a meeting, you know, where we get together and we talk about, like, POCs and, like, what the ways that we can make them feel more comfortable and welcome our computer.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're canceled person hard. But, person of color, Aaron.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
So, because, it encompasses a lot of people, but they usually mean black people, and they say it. Then she's like, we talk about where we have, you know, we talk about African Americans and, like, how we can be nicer to them and have them, you know, thing. And then Ryan, the dude, black dude.
Not me.
Yeah.
Different Ryan.
Different Ryan.
He's got, he goes, Ryan can be both a black and a white name. Yes. Let's be clear here.
Right, but he goes and he says, I would love to come to, because he's a progressive person, right? You know, he's a black person. He wants to be in this meeting to help, like, every, you know. It's like, it'd be cool. Like, you can just talk to people how, like, be, like, more welcoming and, like, accepting of each other's, like, ethnic backgrounds and everything. And he goes, I would love to come to that meeting. She goes, oh, I'm sorry, you can't come. And he's like, why can't I come? And he goes, and she goes, says, well, it's for white people only. And I was like, okay, so you have a meeting about black people and how not to be racist to them, but no blacks are allowed? She goes, yeah, I lost it fucking laughing, dude. She had a meeting about, and this is like a group in Pittsburgh. I think it was like bigger too, but it's like, this is our POC conversation hour.
No blacks allowed.
Yeah.
She hit him with the water fountain. No, sign.
It's not even funny.
It's not even funny. It's just insane. You know what I mean?
It's
like
an insane move.
I thought I was like a very liberal, progressive person. I started doing comedy. Like, fuck, dude, I'm like Hitler, dude. Yeah, like, fucking. But I laughed at that. I got in trouble for laughing at that. But that's all. You deserve to be made fun of for that. You know what I mean?
Of like, course, dude. Yeah. It's insane. I don't know. The world's insane. I love the world because it's insane. Honestly. No?
You guys ready?
How racist are Taiwanese people?
Oh, all of the Asians are racist. I just said that
you
because
do
I'm
do
racist.
This. You,
right?
Dude, he told us before the podcast, he was racist. Like, all I do is set people up to be problematic.
Yeah, no, he does.
And all he said is, he goes, how racist are the Taiwanese? And you fucking ate that shit up, dude. He just hit you with a fresh worm on a hook and pulled you in, dude.
It is an interesting thing, though, because, like, people will tell me that like, well, people will tell Americans, they'll say, as a white person, you could never understand racism because you've never experienced it. And I'm like, oh, interesting, because I married into an Asian family, and I've been in an Asian country, submersed many, many times. And I'm the only 6'3" white dude around. like, never experienced it?
Yeah. Not
never?
Yeah, you're like, maybe not in America.
Right.
You're like, maybe not in America, but I got money because I'm white in America. Right. So I flew to another country to experience
racism. Yeah, exactly. Just like the blacks in America.
What?
Whoa.
I am not part of this. I'm not part of this.
Wait.
I want to go way back to when we were in your driveway. And you said that you married into an African family that's living in Taiwan. Is that a lie? I believe that.
What said it?
I believe that.
You just had a cardinal sin, okay? What happens outside the podcast stays outside the podcast.
No, I had to bring it up.
Because that sounds, now we understand.
Well,
he is racist.
Well, what's
absolutely,
I understand, but what I was trying to do is, and it would not translate from what I said because it's too terse and short, is that my ability to transport myself to that nation does not translate into privilege. I know it does to a lot of people.
When he opens a Starbucks.
Not a lot of people have done it, so if you can't do it, it's a privilege, right? Fine. whatever. I guess I'll come back here and get on my boat and fucking sail down the goddamn Caribbean. No, dude.
I knew you I'm driving a fucking boat, dude. As soon as he said he flew, I was like, he's got a boat.
No, dude. I'm just saying. Dude, like,
he had a driveway.
He had a fucking driveway.
That's where you parked.
By the way, we were in Pittsburgh where houses are worth like $15,000, which is fucking bananas. You can buy like a three-story house for like 25 grand
Isn't it nuts, this fucking city. Like this house, for instance, is worth, I don't know what it is. We bought it for just over 100K.
Tell me the exact price.
The bank bought it for over 100K. But if you go over the hill, like literally four blocks, you can buy a house for $25,000. You can buy an entire house for $25,000.
Yeah, and these houses aren't little. Let's be clear. Pittsburgh houses are like three stories with a basement and an attic.
Yeah, yeah, I have a six-car garage.
You have a six-car garage?
Listen, hold on.
What?
I have... Listen, okay? All right, listen, okay. I have a huge basement. I have six bedrooms, three stories, six-car garage, and I have a view over the Ohio River where I can watch the sun fucking come up in the morning on my porch. $30,000.
Sounds dope as shit.
Also, he does have to contend with like literally dead bodies on his porch sometimes, but it's
exactly.
He also does have a garbage hill.
Yeah, the place he's looking at the view is over a hill of garbage.
As long as you don't have children, like any house is cool in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Well, also,
like,
there's
as soon as I gotta send them to kids.
Across the alley and down two houses, there's a pedophile rehab center. It's like a house rehabilitation, but it looks
that was in the advertisement on Zillow. You're like, I'm going to type in parameters here. Anything near pedophiles? Yeah, hello.
I'm from this neighborhood originally, so they actually overlook the bus stop and where we used to play football and baseball and skateboard and stuff. It's prime real estate for that, man. I wonder how much that house went for.
Chris, I don't mean this in a mean way,
yeah,
but the dog you have looks like a hood dog. It looks like it should just look hood. It doesn't have a collar. Randomly be walking
around. That's a little bit.
It doesn't have a collar. That's the main thing. It wasn't wearing the collar.
It has a collar.
It's like the muddiest mutt ever. And it looks like it belongs just like free roaming a hood. No,
Elizabeth's sister brought up from Arkansas, right? The owner.
Yeah, okay. You're just proving his point.
Listen, I'm getting there, right? So when she was a puppy, it's like it was a litter of puppies, the guy who had these puppies killed himself at like one of her aunt's properties, whatever. So
as you do.
Like, and we're trying to figure out what kind of dog she is. Sister goes, after we had her for a couple months, like, what kind of fucking dog is this? It's just weird shit. It doesn't bark. It's woo-ooh. And it'll fucking like run across trees in the woods and do flips and shit. It's nuts, right? And it looks
Your dog does flips?
Yeah.
Let me just rewind a little bit. Your dog does flips?
Yeah, it does flips. Listen, but
there's no one else
Let me finish. She goes, and she's like, well, the mom is a beagle and a black mouth cur, and the dad, I don't know. I think it's some dog that came out of the woods. I think I have a coyote, dude. I'm pretty sure. Go look up a coyote. Look up my fucking dog.
I want to be very clear here, Chris. If you started taking your dog on stage with you that can do flips, your sets would be so much better.
It would rip so hard.
I mean, I know that your dog's funnier than you are.
Yeah, probably is.
That would get...
is that wrong to say? I'm sorry about that.
No, that's...
You would get such big hits with it.
Do you guys?
This is the good dog. He passed away. I'm sad about that.
So you guys both probably. I mean, I'm just guessing. You're Chicago, both.
Chicago born and raised.
And you're Chicago born?
No, I'm from Colorado.
Colorado. Oh, we ran over this.
Yeah, right. Fucking idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jesus. Pay attention to your guests, dude. What is this? I thought I was on a fucking guy's podcast. Did you not even have any notes about me?
Yeah,
you didn't even look up my fucking Wikipedia.
Rainier, is that his name?
You didn't even look up my fucking Wikipedia.
Ryan and Ryder.
Ryan Ryder. Yeah, I've got Ryan down.
Okay.
Ryder, however, is this
You didn't
guy.
Even look up my Wikipedia, dude. You had all my shit I was on Just for Laughs like a month ago.
I mean, I'm going to look it up later.
I wasn't, dude. I wasn't on JFL.
So you went. Were you guys city folks? Is what I'm testing.
No, I'm from the mountains.
Southside Chicago, born and raised. He's I'm like city.
City folk?
Yeah.
And then you're country folk? Two-lane highway? Two-lane highway near you?
Yeah, but it's different. I'm mountain folk, so that means it's country folk, but we all have tons of money.
Nice,
yeah, it's pretty ill,
nice,
dude. Like, when I moved to Chicago, it was like, I was telling them about this. I did, like, the rich kid tourism. Where I like went and taught on the south side, And I was just like forcing myself to be around like this pain.
What did you teach? Were you like
I taught special ed.
Were you like sitting backwards on a chair, crossing your arms?
No, I
like
taught special
teaching
ed
these kids how to
dude.
Rule.
No, I was teaching kids how to like not bite people and stuff.
That's basically what I said.
I was teaching kids like the alphabet and like how to close their mouth so they don't drool on themselves and stuff.
Oh, he finally found the picture of his.
What's the name of the town you grew up in?
I grew up in Vail.
So oh, like, Vail. Yeah, I know
it's
Vail.
It's like a super rich
town. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen this picture.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think your dog might is definitely part coyote.
I don't know. I don't
just look at this dog and tell me it doesn't belong in the just free roaming.
It does look like.
Why would any? I'm gonna be the.
You don't know which one's his dog. Do you? You don't know which one's the coyote.
You're right.
Which one's
you're
the
right.
Dog.
You're right. If the other one's your dog, then it is a coyote. Otherwise, it's just a fucking dog, dude.
It looks just like a normal dog.
For the record, for the audience, basically, he pulled up like a basset hound and a coyote, and he's like, check it out, dude. It's totally a coyote. It's like, come on, bro.
It's like a
come
on. Attraction.
You know, he's got legs. Both of them have legs. That makes them they're coyotes. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
They both got noses.
Would a regular dog pee on my grandma's couch? This one did.
Yes, plenty of dogs do that. Yeah. The flips, far more impressive.
Yeah, and also a coyote would piss on your grandma's couch and then
eat the grandma.
Yeah, and then fucking eat her.
With another group. Yeah.
Dude, a coyote would eat your grandma's box, dude.
I don't think it's real.
For sure.
I don't know about that, dude. I think it would be a little teethy. I mean, she yeah, might leave with less labia, but like.
What kind of dogs did you grow up with, Ryan? Did you have like $500,000 fucking.
I give. My dogs didn't eat box. They yeah. did suck dick, though.
Yeah, not a surprise.
Dude, you know what I had growing up? I had a purebred border collie that was perfectly heel trained, and then after that,
how broke were its
what's
hips?
A border collie look like? Do I know that?
They're like
classy.
Does it look like a collie?
Yeah, they okay. look exactly like
yeah, it's
collie.
It's a collie in a sombrero.
And that's why Chris is the
it's
best.
It's a collie that's stealing your job. You know what I mean?
Why is that collie got hubcaps?
I want to be very clear. I'm not laughing.
Oh yeah,
Ryder Ollie isn't laughing at that.
Ryan's laughing because he's racist.
I'm Mexican.
It's yeah. a collie that got separated from his family at the border and put in a cage.
Yeah. No, I had a border collie. And then I had a Maltese.
Maltese?
Which is like a teacup poodle. It's like a dog that's like a foot long. It's basically like a chihuahua that is a poodle.
What do you get out of that?
It's super it's fuckable, dude. It can't do anything to stop it. No way to defend itself. Absolutely no defense.
What the fuck?
Absolutely can't defend itself.
I want to do a I want to move back to Chicago just so I can do a podcast with you every week.
Oh my god,
you're out of control.
What was that out of control, dude?
No, no. Hey,
I didn't fuck the dog. I want to be very clear.
You said it was fuckable.
It is more. That's why my parents bought it. I'm not saying they fucked it either.
It's not.
I'm just
his
saying
fault.
It was
it's
a
not
factor.
It's his fault. All right.
It's a factor, dude.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
What fear factor is a challenge.
It was also like
it's like saying, why do you buy a German Shepherd? It will defend the house. I don't. It doesn't have to defend the house, but it will.
You
if
could
I
also
need
fuck
it
a German Shepherd.
You know what I mean?
And also, like the problem with the dog, like Malteses, is they're like so inbred. Like my dog was like deaf, blind, and incontinent, and that was like the third one we tried to get.
That's what I was asking.
Like they just die from all sorts of crazy.
Purebreds
shit.
Are also like terrible.
Yeah. She was terrible, but and she shit everywhere, and pissed everywhere, but she was so tiny, and our house was huge. Huge.
Up in Vail. I mean, we had slaves shoveling the roof whenever it.
Yeah, so a little bit of dog shit. I was like, hey, Raymond, come in here and pick up this dog shit. My parents are paying you, Raymond. Come pick up this dog shit.
Raymond, we're just.
Fucking yep. Raymond, dude. That guy was such a dick.
I heard everybody loves him.
They do. They do love him, dude. guys ready for another fucking note?
Yeah, our dogs note. Were all yeah. mutts. Every dog all I've mutts? Ever owned was mutt.
Yeah,
yeah, because you're poor.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
seen
yeah,
your house. We're poor. We are in your house, yeah, dude.
We're poor. That's cool. That's cool.
That's not bad, dude. That's chill. It's chill to be poor, dude.
I wonder. Yeah, Ryder's been doing poor cosplay for like the past 5 years.
I've been spending my last 5 years just pretending to be poor. It was like a year ago that I was like, this sucks, dude. I'm done doing this.
Yeah.
I'm like, going to go back to being privileged.
I'm not going to live with these peons anymore.
Yeah, dude, like... I'm back at it. And I called my parents. I was like, give me shmoney, dude.
We had a dog that was supposed to be like, they called it a Brittany Spaniel, which I don't believe that's...
No, that's a actually, dog. My family had tons of Britney Spaniels, actually.
Yeah, it was supposed to be... It was not papered. Let's just say that. It was not actually
a... What's a Britney Spaniel? Just a spaniel that gets too drunk?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you guys believe that they don't even have a hot dog?
It's a bird dog. It's a hunting dog. A very good hunting dog.
Is it a conservatorship?
What does it hunt down? Like great deals on
purses?
Scarves and shit?
Yeah, it's like, is this Versace?
So why is there a dog at TJ Maxx?
For real, what is a Brittany? What was that name?
A Brittany Spaniel.
A Brittany Spaniel. So a Spaniel is like a bird dog. A Brittany Spaniel is another bird dog. I don't
know.
What is a bird dog?
A bird dog.
The fucking they hunt bird.
Birds, dude.
Oh, okay.
You shoot a bird.
Why don't you take
He's a city boy. Everyone give him a break, guys. Leave him alone.
No. Okay, real quick. Okay. My dog, Max, I forgot what we were doing. This is just embarrassing to say. We were doing improv sets on Zoom right during the pandemic, right? And Max comes running in the room, and we're talking about it, said something about, like, he's a boy or girl. I was like, well, actually, he's neither. He's been neutered. And then Ryan bends down, and he looks underneath, and he goes, why didn't they take the penis? No, my dog is neutered. It's not transgender, dude.
I've only ever had girl dogs.
Dude, he didn't have reassignment surgery.
I didn't know that they let the
Ryan
penis.
Ryan went and looked under my dog like he was checking out a truck for Rusty. He was about to buy.
He's like, hey, what's going on?
Anyways, what about this, Brittany?
No, I'm just saying, like, as far as dogs go, like, we always had mutts. And this thing was supposed to be not a mutt, but obviously no papers. You know what I mean? And it was a good dog. And my dad used to... So we lived in the country. Like, I grew up in Iowa. I don't know. You guys grew up...
I've never heard of that place.
It's right next to Idaho.
They have a lot of...
Never heard of that place.
They have a lot of Dollar Generals there in corn.
Oh, I've invested.
But,
I've invested.
Regardless, like, to literally to run around the block was 3.5 miles. You know what I mean? So my dad used to run around the block, and the dog would go with him. And there
dad
was,
sounds fuckable as hell, dude.
Yeah, dude. Is your dad a Maltese?
Is your dad a Maltese?
Dude, that's why Chris is the best. What a great
thank you.
No, the callback king.
Oh my god!
Sorry, so about your hot fuckable dad. Get back.
Hot fuckable dad.
Yeah. No, so my dad was working on his abs. You know, just fucking running. You know what I mean?
Killing.
And. The neighbor had this weird ass dog. It was like I don't know what it was. It was a big furry black ass dog, like huge furry.
Like a new
say the color again?
Yeah. And for some reason, this dog got the taste for blood. And it's like you know about animals. Like sometimes animals get a taste for blood. Have you ever heard of this?
Never seen this happen.
What's
dude?
The deal with this?
You've never heard of this?
Dude, I thought Jaws was fake. This isn't the thing.
No, it's true though. Like if you
that is true. They
if you domesticate an animal, it's cool. But then it kills something, and it's like, oh, I remember what I used to be.
Yeah, and it loves killing.
Max used to fuck up ducks all the time.
Exactly. That makes sense. And it. I bet he's still into it.
No, he's dead. He's cremated. I'm like,
okay,
yeah,
but
he's
if,
dead now.
If his ashes.
When I was in Saskatoon.
He's like, up in heaven.
I went to Saskatoon and they killed my dog while I was there, dude.
Yeah, good.
Dude, if you set up next to a duck lake with a Ouija board, Max is out there, dude.
Yeah, like,
he's going to
fucking murder. Dude, you know what he's probably doing out there in his ghost body? He's fucking those ducks, dude.
That's right, dude.
He's up there fucking ripping fucking angels in fucking pieces.
Dude, he's Ted Bundying those ducks.
Yeah, man.
A lot of duck
sex. Finish your
rape.
Fucking thing about this guy about keeps dad. Interrupting you, dude.
Talk about your Maltese dad,
well,
like your fucking werewolf Maltese dad.
We're all about the tangential here, all right? Yeah. But regardless, so we're running around, and you got to keep in mind the house that he's running by that has this huge, like, fuzzy black dog or whatever.
This guy raises hogs to butcher hogs.
You're raising my hog right now.
All
right.
So I'm a country kid. This is just to set the scene, all
right? It is a boring story, though. You are right to interrupt him with
Thank you.
But continue.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you continue because I'm polite, but it is very boring.
Back to your anamorph Maltese werewolf
just
dad.
Just imagine you're a kid who lives in the country and has nothing else to do, and you just walk down the fucking road, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy walking down the road, and I walk past this blue house, and on the right-hand side, there's like this shed. And in this shed, I hear hogs squealing at the top of their lungs because their organs are being ripped from their bodies. Same. All right.
Dope. Hot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So hot, this guy has a dog.
Super hot.
And my dad is running by there with our dog, and our dog guts his dog.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you got dogs in alpha. What'd you do? Give your dog a bunch of treats?
A lot of people think that was the best move.
Did you have him take Hustlers University for Bay Area
State? Dude, I told you he'd be a sniper tonight.
I'll get it.
Right, so what happened? What'd you do? You killed your dog?
That's the thing.
You whacked your dog.
In any normal city, which we weren't, we were in the country, you'd have to kill that dog.
Yeah.
We'd have to kill our dog, right?
Yeah, I would kill that
but
dog.
But instead, we paid to have his dog's organs put inside of his dog again.
Oh, his dog's still alive.
Yeah, but his organs were out.
That's still
so we paid to put his organs back in his dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then our dog ran around and it did some weird shit again, and we're like, oh, we gotta get rid of this dog. And then what's funny is that we gave this dog to somebody else and we never told him that it was crazy.
And what happened? Did they kill their child or something?
We don't know what happened. However, about 9 months passed.
Yeah, and someone was like, my baby's dead.
And then, oops. And then this dog showed back up at our house and started killing cats. And we were like, oh.
My experience with British Spaniels has been very nice. This is insane.
It was insane, dude. But that was Snickers, you know? She's just
Snickers.
She's just a sweet girl. You really need to say
that CK, buddy.
I want to be very clear. That is what he's changed the name to for this podcast. It was something very different.
Yeah, it's extremely racist.
Yeah. Also, I want to be clear.
It was just a synopsis of Mein Kampf.
I'm right now, I'm double fisting beers because I accidentally got two high potency of a beer, so now I have to chase it with a Bud Light.
Oh my god!
I have to chase this fucking 8% beer with a Bud Light. Who drinks this, dude? Who's drinking this?
What is it?
It's some fucking crazy strong.
Can you give me a rundown of what it is, and I'm gonna analyze what you're talking about.
It's a Modern Times beer.
Modern Times. This is bought here in the States.
Yeah, it's a. I don't, dude. No one gives a shit.
It sounds like bullshit, dude.
It does sound like bullshit. I think they just put liquor in a can and then put some hops on it, and we're like, this is a beer.
I hate hoppy.
It's garbage, dude. It's garbage. I'm sorry to interrupt your story, but
the story's over, man. That's all about you, the rich guy.
It sounds about as good as Malort.
Malort's delicious.
Malort's pretty good.
It's not.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I love the taste of olives and black licorice, dude.
The thing about Malort that's great.
Why are you so racist, dude? You keep trying to like.
What do you mean?
You trying to make me lose SNL?
No, I'm not trying to say.
You trying to make me lose SNL?
Dude, you lost in SNL a while back. They're not bringing another big guy on. Yeah. Dude, the last one killed himself.
They're not bringing another.
So what you're telling me is a.
You're too big of a boy, dude. Yeah. You're a big boy.
The last, yeah.
He killed him. They can't bring another one on.
They can't bring another one on.
He put a bad taste in
actually,
their mouth.
If you went bald, you might be able to do it.
Yeah. Why would I go bald?
Because Farley had good hair.
Yeah, if you went bald.
I think I have good hair.
You could be different.
But I'm also.
I mean, you want to do great hair.
It's gray.
What you need
and
is
ugly,
that, you need that haircut where you shave the side of your head and then comb it all over to one side and dye it pink.
That would be dope.
Then you're going to get in. You're going to get in, dude.
You should go for like an Antifa haircut.
Dude. You could roll.
That would be so sick.
Imagine me like rolling into a sales meeting dressed like Antifa. That'd be good.
Dude, they couldn't say no.
Yeah, they could.
Otherwise, they're racist.
Guys, here's what's happening right now. I'm bringing up another talking point.
Get your talking point. You've been trying to talk
about it.
I love this
talking
point. Drop
that big note.
I can't wait.
This is my talking point I bring up everywhere.
I'm getting
wet. To everybody.
Yes.
You're going to get wetter. Because my whole thing is, guys.
Yes.
I love harem anime.
harem.
Actually, oh, you're a actually, you guy. And me both.
It's not hentai. Whoa, what the? I'm not a creep.
I didn't no say one that.
Said,
said that.
Who said hentai?
Who wants?
Yeah, it's
who wants 10 harem. Octopussies? Nobody.
Dude, not me.
I used to watch. Oh, the
reason
all the time.
I love harems. Let me. The reason I love harem is I was watching one the other day, and
which
I'm a,
one?
Doesn't
I know all of them?
Which one?
Which one?
He's like, I have. The which data. One?
I don't want to list it because no actually, matter what, it's a problem. They're all a problem. Yeah,
well, so the weird part about all of it is all of them are all like 15.
Yeah, they're all like 15. But here's the thing I love about them is I was literally I was literally watching one the other day, and the guy's overdub on the intro goes, "In my past life, I was a fat loser who only played video games. But in this life, I have 12 girlfriends and magic powers." And I was like, yes, I'm going to watch every episode of this. And then after watching 25 episodes for 6 hours straight, I was like, I think I'm depressed. I think I'm really sad.
What's the point of this note?
The point of this note.
Therapy.
I'm depressed.
No, the other point of this note is this. If you guys could be reborn.
Isekai.
Thank you. Isekai. And you could.
Ryan? You know that?
Yeah, I'm a fucking nerd, dude.
Dude, he's like a when baller. Zivon read the katakana on the back of my truck.
Dude, shut up. Isekai's dope. He knows Isekai because he's a fucking killer with a huge dick. All right.
Somebody has to explain to me what isekai is.
It's a reborn. Isekai is a whole genre.
Jason Bourne?
It's a whole genre of anime where you die and then you get to be reborn in a fantasy world. That's the whole genre.
Usually you go from being a loser
to being fucking
It sounds like an anime.
It's like a suicide suicide promo.
I mean, there is a reason Japan has a very high suicide rate. Yeah. I'm not saying it's this, but
let's
it might
go to that
be continuation.
Forest. Am I talking about?
I mean, that forest, if you've ever seen Demon Slayer, it's close to a lot of the forest. It doesn't matter.
Fujigahara or whatever?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But my point is, if you could be reborn, if you could be reborn in a harem anime, exactly what Ryan just pointed out, they're mostly 14 or 15 years old. The question is...
But you also
You are also
reborn, but... 14 body.
You are a 14.
But you'd have like a 40, 50. I don't know how old you guys are.
The fuck you know I am 50 years old?
Well, I know you're 32.
You got your own brain, but a small body.
Small boy body. Do you take advantage of adult brain and small boy body?
This is a nuts question,
or
dude.
Do you wait?
This question is not.
Well, you made me ask one. I just wanted to get this off my chest. I just wanted to get my love of harem off my chest, and then you were like, "What's the fuck?" Well, here's the point, dude.
I have a question.
Here's the beef, dude.
I have a question. Are you assuming the age of the people in these cartoons?
So what'll happen is one of them will be your age.
What's your age? Again, this is all falling into
where
are
you
coming
from?
Are you assuming the age?
You're 14.
We got racism.
Say,
fucking
I'm
kids.
I'm 14.
Else we got
and then all right.
Let me ask you a different question.
Ryan can explain this.
Let me ask
Ryan
you a different question. Have you seen TLC?
Tender Love and Care?
No, the fucking the Learning Channel.
Yeah.
This past year or a year ago, there's a show that came out where it was about a girl. You want to see it? It says Ryan.
All right, dude. Chris, fuck you, dude. I'm not
there
a
was,
pedo.
There was a show that came out last year or this year, and it was about a 26-year-old girl, woman.
Oh, yeah.
Who, like, stopped aging at the age of, like, 10.
Yeah.
Like, she never went through puberty.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
And she has a boyfriend who's, like, 6'6".
And everyone's like, you're a pedo.
And, like, but, like...
Different. That's different than what I'm asking. Because he's a pedo.
But it's part of. No, he's not. He's not. No,
he's more of a pedo than me. He's more of a pedo than me. I want to be very clear.
He's in love with the 26-year-old woman. He's in love with the 26-year-old woman. You're like, hey, man, if you could like go to fantasy world where you...
I'm making this sound positive. To me, this is a hell.
Here's a question. Here's a question.
Like you're pitching
No. To me, this is a hell.
Hold on. I got
to
add this.
Yeah, except for the superpowers. Superpowers are dope. You do get superpowers.
All of the women nonstop come on to you.
Yeah, and they're all part of it. Insanely.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Provocative.
That's a good way to say it.
Insanely.
You guys are into some kinky shit. I like it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like
my question is, okay, here's
my
question.
Well, that's the other thing. Hold up. Is hentai, or like a lot of that is also like 15-year-old girls.
How do you know it?
Yeah, where did you pick this up?
How do you know it's 15?
Because we're not a million years old.
They make them all in high school.
Bitches.
Oh, okay.
It's always like high school.
Right.
Like I fuck high school girl.
Right.
With like mind control. They got some weird stuff over there.
Yeah, because we grew up in the modern age and you two old fucking dinosaurs.
They mind control girls to have sex with them? Bill Cosby did that. Lost his career.
Whoa, it's different. They have actual magic.
The question is America is America behind the times? Is that what we're asking?
No, there's a pedophile house on the street.
They can't show full vag.
Should America be more gay with underage animation? No, my question is this. I want to get my fucking question.
Where did this come from?
Because I'm seeing him like such a creep.
You sound very pro then.
I do seem very pro. My problem is how good of superpowers would you have to fuck a harem of children?
I would need one superpower, okay. And that is to age people older.
Dude, I'm a sexually child.
You guys all thought this was an open-ended question. It wasn't. No, you had one answer, and Ryan just hit it.
What was it?
It was, you have one superpower, which is...
age them older.
Age them older.
Drake does that. It's called grooming.
No.
Yeah.
No, because these kids have parents, all right?
No, they don't. This is a harem anime. They're all like reborn fox spirits and shit.
Okay, but you're talking...
Why do you know that? Right,
because I've watched a lot of them.
I live in a world where there's a real world. I want to fuck real kids, all
right? We're not in
it. Oh, my God.
He does have no kids and drives a minivan.
That means he means it, dude. That means he means it. He said it. That means he means it.
I'm not talking about animated kids, all right?
No.
Here's
the real... The real question about the whole thing is you're reborn in life. I saw one recently that was actually interesting. Well, okay. I brought that all up as a joke.
Okay.
The real one
is...
Dude, I'm just joking.
Sure, like the microphone company.
I'm just being silly, dude. I'm just being silly. Yeah. The real question is this. So there was one I saw recently.
Yeah.
One of a million, because that's all I watch. And he gets reborn, and you can give up memories from your past life for more powers.
Well, I know which one you're talking about.
It's a good one. So would you give up all your memories...
I keep all my memories.
You'd keep all your memories and just be like a weak pussy.
Yeah. Why would you want that?
Just in
your about all the bad memories.
Yeah, but I would be more knowledgeable.
So you'd just be in a new world as like a weak pussy because you have no powers because you have all your memories.
But I'd have my brain.
No underage bitch.
Okay,
So you wouldn't even have a single underage.
Ryder, real quick.
We're gonna have to cut.
You're gonna shut the fuck up. All right. So your thing is, I want my full brain intact so I can really understand how to navigate this new world. You're just like, yeah, dude, I want to go be a retard pedophile because I can fly.
Yes.
What I mean.
Could you imagine having
a flying retard pedophile?
I'm sorry. And this is not offensive.
No,
and
if neurodivergent.
Yo, if you think you're offended, you're the problem.
Yeah, you're a pedophile.
But if you think someone with Down syndrome who can fly wouldn't be the happiest person in the world, you're retarded.
Yeah, just like...
I got a quick question.
That looks in my head like what ska music sounds like.
You remember the first
stop checking your watch.
Down syndrome Victoria's Secret model.
What are you trying to watch child porn on there?
Steve Jobs.
The Down syndrome model.
Is that weird to like sexualize a neurodivergent human?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I think so.
Can retarded people have sex with regular people?
I think Sports Illustrated proved that in their last swimsuit edition.
That was a big deal. That was a big deal.
A bunch of
Listen, yes, they can. Ryder's had girlfriends before, okay?
What? Are you claiming I'm neurodivergent?
No, just the women you date.
Yeah, baby.
I've dealt with some gnarly hoes. Some
gnarly hoes with Ryder Holly. That should be a podcast.
That'd be a sick podcast.
It's just me bringing on my three ex-girlfriends that destroyed my life.
Yeah. Gnarly hoes. They don't listen to the podcast until they're on it.
You invite them on to apologize to them.
Listen, I'm sorry.
No, they definitely need to apologize.
You lie
listen,
to them.
I just want
to
say that I'm sorry for dating you. It ruined my life.
You bitch. I'm sorry for dating you. It was the biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyways, what were we talking about? Being a flying handicap man.
Yeah.
I don't remember anymore. I gave my answer.
Basically, I introduced it with a hilarious introduction because
no,
I'm
it just
hilarious.
Sounded like you really wanted to have a harem of 15-year-olds.
Whoa, dude.
Dude,
I want to be very clear about this.
Animated 15-year-olds.
Not all animes are all children. A lot of them is there's an older lady.
You're a child.
There's a lady. So my question is,
sometimes there's a really old lady who's like a thousand years old, but she looks like she's eight.
So that's the other question.
There's a lot of weird things. Dude.
So you brought up the great point. If a girl looks young,
but she's old enough.
That's why I wrote it in the law books.
Because I don't like that. I want to be clear here.
Let me ask you a
question. I'm not into it. I say no.
Let me ask you a question.
No, thank you, Elven Queen.
Statute.
You look 12.
Statute 13, section 4. If a girl looks young. You know what I mean?
All right, like, tomorrow.
Okay, what if there's an 8-year-old?
You get offered a 52-week tour, right? I'm going to go to the thing that's 50? The most important thing to you, comedy tour. But you had to fuck a girl who was 30 but looked 12.
Oh, I'm down.
This is the thing I do.
If she's actually,
look at him, dude. Look at him on a worm again.
If she's
dude.
Actually 30, like if she shows me her fucking Pennsylvania ID and is like, I'm 30.
What if she's drawing with crayons?
You know you can fake.
She's smoking a cigarette and fucking shooting whiskey.
I
want to
be
like,
very clear.
I get it.
You know you can fake an ID and just get cigarettes, right?
You can't fake that persona.
Okay,
you can't fake that persona.
You know what? Let's add the caveat. You're right. She is definitely 30.
Yeah.
Like there's no question.
Like she's at a dive bar where they're smoking.
No, there's
allowed,
no other proof. It's like
and
it's
she's like nah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so she's not just she just doesn't look like she just doesn't look like she's 12. She's also white trash.
She's also white trash.
She's a stamp tram too.
Look, I'm wearing a blindfold and I'm getting the job done. You know what I mean?
Really? I'm wearing binoculars.
For some reason, a blindfold seems creepier.
I have two magnifying glasses. And I'm just looking at everything.
All I can see is her nipples.
Did I ever tell you guys a story about the
supple body?
Did I ever tell you the story about the tow truck driver talking to me about Amish chicks?
You told me this.
Oh
but
my
it's
god,
great.
Dude, this tow truck driver. I used to just drive a bunch of beater cars. I just put together out of old parts and like hot rod parts and shit, and they would always break down. So I had AAA. And I drove to Erie, PA. It's like 2 hours north. My car broke down, and a guy picked me up. He like owned the tow truck company, right? And we're driving down. He's like real creepy. He's just breathing the whole time. Like, and like we drive past. This is like rural Pennsylvania. When you leave these cities here, right? You might see it driving through. There's Amish people and shit everywhere. We go past this field. There's a bunch of these like weird little alms running around playing fucking stickball or whatever the fuck. And like they're all hanging out and he goes, hey boy. And I'm like, no sentence starts good like this, right? He's like, hey boy. I'm like, what? He goes, and these are like children running around. Did you ever fuck you an Amish before? And I'm like 20. I'm like, what, dude? He's like, yeah. And I'm just with a strange, like 50-year-old man. He's like, you ever fuck you an Amish before? I'm like, no. He goes, it's the best pussy I ever had. It smells like shit, though. And I'm like, please stop. Please, I don't want to hear this. He goes, yeah, it's fucking weird. Yes, they pay you for it. Like, yeah. He's like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah, and like $25 a pop, man. I used to do it all the time. It was fucking awesome. What you do is like, so they have a problem where like all their kids get all fucked up because they're all inbred, right? And I'm like, yeah. I'm just like this kid coming back from college.
This is actually like 100%. True.
This is real. This is a real thing. Yeah. And he goes, yeah.
Amish are fucked up. Yeah. As hell.
And he's like, yeah, but the thing is, you know, you go and you can have sex with them, and then the whole job is to impregnate them so they get new blood in their families, but you just get their bust nuts. I'm like, okay, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm like an hour away from fucking home. I'm like, this is like outside Grove City, PA. And I'm like, I just need to get the fuck out of this car. And he goes, it's fucking weird, though. You get there, and like, yeah, I guess they cover her with a sheet and they cut a hole in her groin. Like, yeah, I guess. And a bunch of dudes stand there and watch. Like, all these Amish dudes, they stand there and watch, and you just pump away. Because you can't show any pleasure in your face, and they beat the fuck out of you.
What? Okay, that seems not true.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's great. And
you're
like,
saying this is a real thing that happened to you?
Yeah, it's a real thing that happened.
I'm not going to lie.
That this happened to you in Pennsylvania.
I was the tow truck driver. I didn't go fucking Amish person.
I'm not going to lie. That does sound insanely hot.
That's insane.
Just a bunch of dudes watching you.
Keep
fuck
it real.
I wish I could make something up like that. That is so fucking
That's
weird.
That's nuts, dude.
This guy's just, I'm like a kid, dude. I'm like 19 or 20. He's like, yeah, fucking
what
Amish.
Was he wearing? What was the guy wearing?
Kind of like what we're wearing now. Flannel and jeans, dude. The tow truck driver in Pennsylvania. It was weird. It's not a funny story. I'm just still disturbed about it 12 years later.
You know, did you know the Amish?
I'm not going to lie. Apart from the fact that he was looking at children. Like, because you said he was.
Yeah, it was like they were playing like baseball or stickball.
Yeah, that's creepy as fuck. But like the idea
right
of,
before Grove
it's
City.
Like, again, to be very clear.
Hey, okay, if you're listening to this, if you've ever driven from Erie to Pittsburgh, right before the Grove City exit, off to your left, there's a little school, almost schoolhouse, kids playing stickball. This is where this creep
is
like, yeah.
This is where you want
to
stop. Yeah,
but to be fair, keep driving. That hits the part of your brain that like you like to perform. You like having that life.
Like, let's remove the Amish children from the equation and just say it's just a lady. A full grown. She showed you again. Showed you her ID, right? Yeah. She ID'd. She's above age, and now there's just a bunch of dudes watching you, and they're like, "Bro, if you fucking look like you like this, we're gonna beat the fuck out of you, and you just have to sit there and just stone faced an e-jack." That sounds hot.
It does sound a little hot. It does sound a little hot.
You just have to stone face, be like, and no condom, cream pies. Like,
yeah, that's the point. Like, okay, so you're going to go. Just imagine if you went to impregnate their wife or whatever. They paid you $25. You pull
exactly.
Out impregnate
Whoa.
Your
wife.
I love that they paid you $25 to impregnate your wife.
Well, they do. Because
that's true. They're bad. Yeah.
That is actually a thing. They have like a problem with inbreeding.
Have you ever seen an Amish?
Yes, I've actually heard that the Amish...
Are you Amish?
No.
Well, are you on Rumspringer right now?
I'm actually aspiring.
He's on a Rumspringer.
I want to convert, dude. You think they'll take me?
Probably not.
Absolutely not, dude. No.
I know how to swing an axe.
Do you have swing a dick?
I think you got to have a lot more moves than swinging an axe, dude.
Damn it.
Do you know carpentry?
Do I know carpentry? Actually, I do.
You might have a solid in them.
That was the wrong question.
What kind of car?
Yeah, how creepy is it? Aaron has a van full of power tools. He's either a handyman or a rapist.
Yeah, but that's the problem, though. I'd go there and they'd be like, well, dude, you got damn power tools, you pussy?
Yeah.
And then they'd fucking... They'd be like, don't you know what this thing is? It's an ad. Or, and I'm like, what's an ad? What the fuck's an ad? I don't know what an ad
Blue Chew.
Is.
Blue Chew.
Dude, Blue Chew's dope.
Never had it.
No, I've never done any of those. But I was thinking about it recently because I'm getting chubby. Yeah. Getting to a tub boy.
Whoa, whoa! By chubby, you mean half hard?
No, my belly.
My bad.
My belly. I'm getting. I'm
yeah,
getting
you are way fatter now.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, thanks, Scriba. Fucking,
that's a good look.
Scriba.
Well, you're stuck in a car all day driving.
Yeah, dude. All I do is drive.
The fatter you get, the cooler of a drummer you are. Next thing you know, you're going to be like Vinnie Paul.
Yeah, just fucking fat as hell,
Just
dying of a heart attack while I play.
Yeah, that's sick.
That would be so sick.
Yeah, that's so sick.
Are you guys traveling back to Chicago after this?
Tomorrow. No, we're not that nuts.
He's driving, too. He's the animal, dude. He's doing all the driving, so everything's up to him.
This is the weirdest crossover episode of my life.
Why?
Orion and Ryder in Aaron's basement.
I can't believe your name is Ryder.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
He doesn't have a real name.
I'm sorry like your parents weren't fucking cool as shit. My parents are cool.
You sound like a Jay-Z lyric. Mommy's a rider and I'm a roller.
Yeah, it's because I am a Jay-Z lyric. I'm sorry, I'm that rich that Jay-Z knew me. Yeah. Right. He knew me as a child.
Hey, do you guys remember that song where he went to Paris?
Yeah, dude. Dude, I was the one that sang the chorus.
Can you sing it right now?
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't because I can't do the beat right.
I mean, we can bring it up. Yeah, if
we
you
can
want,
bring it
up.
Hey, whoa. Hands above the table, Chris. Scriva, hands above the table.
Scriva, come on.
Scriva.
Okay, reader.
Retarded name.
It is weird that it's Scriva. You're right.
No, it's not weird.
No,
it's
honestly,
it's completely spelled that way.
Sorry,
no, everyone when I said it was Scriva was like, it's not spelled that way. I was like, it kind of is spelled Scriva.
It's I, right? Yeah. S-C-R-I.
Sorry, you guys are just standard issue white, and I have a slight twist.
Sorry. But no hands under the table. That's my big rule with podcasting. No hands under the table.
Your hands under the table, dumbass.
Because I'm so funny, you guys might be jerking off. And I'm not into that, dude.
I thought it was like a mafia thing, like there's like murder.
Dude, I'd rather die.
Oh my God, dude, that'd be a great sketch. You want to do is like no hands under the table. There's all these fat mobsters
just blowing it on each other's shoes.
Yo,
like,
Tony, I'm about to come.
That's the ultimate disrespect in the mafia is if you blow a load on their shoes, on their Ferragamos. Yeah. You guys know what Ferragamos are?
Yes.
You poor cunts.
I actually don't. I am a poor cunt.
I am too.
Can you explain to us?
For a while, I had a $500 Fendi wallet with no money in it.
Did you get rid of it?
No, I still have it. I was like, this is fucking retarded.
Dude, man. This is the perfect epitome of, I told you about the idea of like rich kids who grow up and then are poor. I have Ferragamos, so Ferragamos are like specialty designer Italian shoes.
Okay.
But mine have completely, the soles have ripped off. And I don't have the money to repair them. So I just have like completely ripped apart Ferragamos.
Okay, so here's my question. Is the entry level Ferragamo shoe?
It's like $500, $600.
Your parents had to like take you to a guy to get you fitted?
No, they like knew my shoe size and ordered it. They actually ordered it from like the original Ferragamo store in Italy.
Right.
And now they like... And now I like have to go, but like the joke, my point being is now no one gives a fuck.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, dude, I'm poor. I want help, and they're like, yeah, well, fuck you. And I'm like, I can't even repair my fares.
You should just write Ferragamo on a.
Some of us don't have Ferragamos to repair.
Dude, I can't even repair. Yeah, we can all tell from your shitty Adidas, dude.
I know a guy in Squirrel Hill will patch him up. Actually, if you.
No. I'm sending him back to Italy, dude.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna send my vans back to Southern California to get through fucking.
I'm waiting until this.
Why the fuck you gotta send them back to Italy, dude? Like, there's literally a guy in Squirrel Hill here in Pittsburgh.
I don't think he's gonna trust his Ferragamos at a place called Squirrel Hill, dude.
No, that's actually rich.
You're so poor, you don't even understand.
No.
You don't understand. Actually.
There's people there.
Actually,
there's actually
understand.
A rich neighborhood. Like really
these
rich.
These are rich Israeli Jews who who can lift like.
There's Asians here too.
I'm sorry to break this to you, but I'm from a rich. Not Jewish neighborhood,
which means
rich Jewish people. We kind of
look down on.
No,
yeah,
whoa!
Okay.
I didn't
no,
say
no,
that.
You said it.
I didn't say that, dude.
For you.
You said it. I would never say that.
You're right.
But they are lesser thans, for
sure.
Did you just throw out the rock?
That was the Illuminati triangle.
The Illums, dude. I'm all Illums.
God damn it.
Dude, my parents are going to be so mad. They're going to be like, you know we're not that rich, right? Like, we're barely affording our house. And I'm going to be like, whatever, you're rich as fuck.
I mean, you could afford Ferragamos.
Do you? No, it broke the bank.
Maybe.
It was a bad investment.
I assume you know how to ski or
they bought it for me because I was supposed to fucking get my PhD, and then instead I did stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Dude, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, that's why they're like, fuck you, we're not fixing them.
Yeah, exactly.
You scammed your parents out of shoes to do open mics.
Yeah, pretty much.
How's it feel like you drove 7 hours to do like a $10 set you'll get paid on next month?
Yeah, dude, I was so pissed. And then I texted you. I was like, how much time? I'm doing like a lot of time. He was like, you're doing a tight five.
Well, you didn't tell him. He was supposed to do the show. He gets a call yesterday at like, what, 4 p.m?
Yeah, 4 p.m.
Being like, hey, can you do this show tomorrow in Pittsburgh?
I was literally getting back in Chicago. I got home at like 5 a.m.
On a private jet.
No.
Well, it's not that you weren't.
It wasn't private, dude. There was like three other people on it.
This is my favorite new rider, man. I fucking love this so much, dude.
You pretending to be a rich asshole.
Awesome. I'm gonna piss.
Go for it.
Well, this whole story's fucked now,
fuck
dude.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you later. All right, guys.
Well, he's not gonna even edit this out. Though. He's gonna talk while he pisses.
He's gonna be able to talk while he pisses.
Why'd he turn the light off when he went to the bathroom?
he turned the light on to the bathroom, then turned it off.
It's
an animal,
dude. He pisses with sonar like a fucking bat.
He's gonna jerk off thinking to us.
Okay, guys.
Listen to our voices.
Dude, guys, have you ever heard of the Coral Castle? Here's another talking point.
I haven't heard of the Coral Castle.
This guy, Edward Lead Scowling in whatever the fuck. He's some dude.
Yeah.
But he made this thing out of rocks.
Yeah.
He made this like whole like park, theme park with like spinning rocks and shit.
Just it's in Florida, isn't it? Or something
like that? Yeah. And nobody knew how it worked for like 50 years. People were like, what the fuck is going on? And nobody wanted to touch anything.
It's sick.
Because they were like, we're going to fuck this all up.
Because they were like spinning.
Yeah, because it's just like giant stones. Like stones that are like they don't know.
He just like did it overnight by himself.
Yeah, he's just like, by the way, it was not over. It was over like 50 years. He spent like so long.
They always made it sound like it was like an overnight.
Nobody knew about it.
Oh.
Like he was just building it out in this place. And then all of a sudden he like came to town and he was like, yo, come check this shit out. And they all saw it and were like, what the and built a town around it. And then they found out like a year ago, they were like, oh, it's all pretty easy to do because all the rocks started breaking down and like stopped spinning and they started having to like figure it out. Yeah. But I was thinking about like how funny it is that eventually, like no matter what kind of crazy thing you build, eventually people figure it out and you're gay and don't matter anymore. Yep.
Except for the pyramids, dude.
No, we figured it out. It was aliens. All those Jews that died, nobody gives a fuck.
We figured it out. We don't understand it.
They were like, yo, for thousands of years, we were like, oh, they threw the bodies of the Jewish people at this monument to build it. Thousands and thousands of
just
bodies.
Just completely discredit them.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, they were like, no, it was aliens. Jews didn't do anything. It was like, okay.
Ryder, what were we talking
Jews
about
were
before?
Just on vacation.
What were we talking about?
You weren't even supposed to be on this show.
You were supposed to be here.
Yeah, so I like got home at like 4 or 5 a.m. And then Ryan comes and picks me up at, what, 9?
Like 9:30, something
so
like
I went to sleep, and I got like an hour of sleep.
Wait, you said 9. But
I'm literally
9
on like
9 p.m.
9 a.m.
Oh, you crushed, too. So maybe it helped. Maybe you should
I was on like literally all day today. I'm still on like, what? Did I sleep for like, I didn't sleep.
I don't think you really slept.
Maybe like an hour. I'm on like an hour. And the night before, I was going to a gig for work at like, I had to leave here, not here, Chicago at like 4 a.m. So I'm on like 6 hours of sleep for the past 72 hours, something like that.
I don't know how you can do it.
Well, it's because I'm a killer, dude.
Yeah. He's keeping awake by slamming beers all day.
Guess what, dude? Guess he's got to take a leak now, dude. You guys try and keep it up without Sleepy Boy Ollie in here to keep it going.
When you get back, we're going to pick up on why you weren't supposed to be here.
No, there's really like nothing more to that. A different guy was supposed to come and he dropped yesterday.
Last minute.
I really wish you would have got here. The other guy.
What was his name?
Rider's Grave. Aaron.
I'm fucking around, obviously. Aaron was the other guy?
Yeah. What a horrible name.
I hate that name, dude. Is this a Chicago cat?
Well, yeah, he lives out there.
From
yeah.
San Francisco?
No, like Oakland, Bay Area. He couldn't make it. He bailed and like whatever. See who else is.
His name's Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron what?
You want to tell us that? Yeah, out there?
I mean, he didn't.
I want people to look him up.
Aaron Klein is still very funny. He couldn't.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy. He just couldn't make it tonight. Fucking yeah. A.
He wears booty shorts and has a nose ring. It's a pretty cool guy.
Dude, I love booty shorts.
Now you.
Take off your clothes. Dude, I love your peeling off. What's your shirt say? I went to
Byron's.
I went to Byron's. It's this crazy pace. Look at the back of it. What does it say?
What if it just said all I got was this smile.
What if it just said the Byron's? Edward,
what's the town, though?
Pomeroy, Iowa.
You don't even know about Byron's, you dumb idiot.
Byron's fucking
like,
Iowa poser.
Byron's
is like this crazy.
He sounds like some poser.
All
like
I did
Illinois
is
live
there for 25 years, no, and dude. All of a sudden I fucking...
Dude, God, Byron's damn. Is like the dopest blues club out in Iowa, and it's like this hippie, this like
what
gay
city?
Hippie dude.
What Pomeroy. City?
Pomeroy, dude.
We just did that.
It's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That's
and it's
Iowa,
this like
yeah.
old, it's this old deadhead who runs a blues club in like literally a dilapidated building to the point where like he has buckets under the roof for just water dripping, and they're trying to like condemn his venue in the city, but literally people drive from like hundreds of miles to come watch. Cause he has like Johnny Winters, one of his last shows within this club. Yeah. Like,
you have no idea.
Like all these crazy blues artists were coming out, and like you go there and it's just like, he's the best, dude. It's the best.
I really
if you haven't been to Byron's 100%. Go to Byron's.
Okay, so Johnny Winters, right? So you remember, were you in the room when the one comic on the show, he wore merch for one guy? He goes, hey, is this guy canceled too? Or is it just the other guy that was a rapist?
No. No.
So this is a legend. I don't know if this is true or not, right? I don't know if this is true or not. I thought he was okay towards the end of me knowing him. I don't know if he actually did this. There's a comedian in Pittsburgh that got accused of sexual assault and then moved with that name.
Yeah.
Johnny Winters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's be
like,
very
okay,
clear.
Okay, I'm out of here. As soon let's as he be, got accused, he's like,
be,
okay, I'm leaving.
Let's be very clear. The Johnny Winters I'm talking about probably also did that. But he was also very good at the blues guitar.
Yeah.
So it's like allowed.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Jimi Hendrix did it too, and nobody gave a shit.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit.
Who's your favorite sex offenders? Top five.
Top five sex,
top sex offenders of all time.
I got to say Michael Jackson,
Chris,
number one, because no one
Chris
knows
Scriva.
Him.
That's me, yeah.
What was his name again?
Aaron Douglas,
number two.
I've never been accused. Just because I'm a sex offender doesn't mean that you can say that.
Sorry, I don't mean to
I've never actually been accused yet, okay? There's a difference between being a sex offender and being accused.
We just accused you.
Oh, yeah. We just did it.
Yeah, we just did it.
Guess what, bitch? You just got accused.
Yeah, good job, Bill Cosby.
Your life's hell now, dude.
You're going down the toilet.
Dude, sex offenders. Are
yes,
we actually
five.
Doing this?
Yeah.
R. Kelly, number one. Coolest.
And it can also be like as small as like an open micer.
All right. Michael Jackson, dummy.
Okay. Yeah, one.
You picked the wrong one.
Okay.
It's R. Michael Kelly. Jackson, then R. Kelly.
Yeah, too. But R. Kelly, Michael Jackson in a fight? Let's be honest.
Michael.
Oh.
Have you seen his fucking kicks?
You're right.
R. Kelly's
Shut
a
up,
pussy.
Hey, R. Kelly has the advantage of being alive.
Yeah, R. Kelly's also a fat bitch. And you can quote me on that. Anyone that knows R. Kelly, tell him that Ryder Ollie said he's a fat bitch.
Who was it? Ryan. Was it you, or who was it?
That was a sex event? Are you about to hit him with a...
Who was in Chicago? There's somebody I know in Chicago comedy that knows R. Kelly's kids and went to parties at the house.
Yeah.
Who was it? You?
Yeah.
He went to R. Kelly's house?
I never went to R. Kelly's house. I knew friends and stuff who went to R. Kelly's house. They went to school with his daughter.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they have stories, but I feel like...
You shouldn't tell, because they're too intimate.
Yeah. A true gentleman never... pisses in towels.
I used to live next to one of the Dells from the like Dell company.
Yeah.
Like Wisconsin Dells?
No, when I so I'm like originally from like when I was a baby from Austin.
That explains so much.
Place called Westlake. Yeah, it does explain so much.
You look like an Austin person right now with this tie-dye shirt.
With this tie-dye shirt from fucking Iowa. Yeah. It's such a hipster Austin thing. No, we used to live next to the Dells, and they used to throw parties all the time. And like what he did is he bought like this whole estate, and his brother, he bought like a mansion for his brother, and it's at the front. And then if you go behind it, there's a bigger mansion.
Yeah.
And that was his house. So he bought it, and I was like, and when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that's so nice. And as I've grown up, I was like, what a piece of shit. What a dick move to like buy your brother a house and then be like, guess what? I'm building an even bigger house behind it. Literally, like, right behind you. Like, an even bigger, nicer mansion.
That's such a dope move. It's a catch-22, though, right?
Yeah, because like, it's also dope. You get to live next to your brother.
Yeah, that's it's Ill. Like, yeah. Are you going to build your brother a better house?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
You're not.
What are
be
you,
like...
Gandhi? Not likely. You're a capitalist.
Gandhi would have loved your anime.
Yeah, he would have.
The children anime?
Yeah.
He's famously slept with a lot of...
Wait, really?
He slept with 12-year-old girls,
according
so he wouldn't
to
be
him,
tempted.
Gandhi was
he,
one of my favorite
All he
hentai
did
guys.
Was go to bed and sleep next to
because
very young girls.
If he woke up and didn't fuck them, that means he's a good person.
Pretty much.
That's the whole premise.
Pretty much.
So wait, he used to just like go to bed...
According to what he
that means he
said.
Really wanted to fuck them.
So his whole thing like, is he was like, you know how nice I am of a dude?
I'm
was like,
not
you know
gonna
how,
fuck children.
He was like, you know how good
Michael
of a dude
Jackson of
I just love the idea of a dude being like, you know how good I am? I put the sweetest
sorting to him.
In his eyes, he was like, you wanna know the sweetest temptation in the world? 12-year-old girls, and I put him in my bed.
Okay, that's different. That's different.
That's the creepiest thing you
it's
ever
so
see.
Weird.
He definitely.
But Michael Jackson was the opposite. Like, Michael Jackson was the homosexual version of Gandhi.
But also,
what does that have to do with
Didn't he have children?
Yeah,
no,
what does
Michael
that have
Jackson
to do?
Slept.
Yeah, Michael
with
Jackson
Macaulay
is married
Culkin.
Children.
Dude, he made a dope ass.
No,
dope ass music. What, honestly, here's my thing.
Do you
what
have a problem with
Gary? What the fuck did Gandhi do? What did he do?
He helped free the Indian people from the British Empire.
And then what happened to India?
Did he?
It's a shithole. It's a fucking shithole. Nothing good happened to him. It's a fucking shithole full of disease.
Oh, my God.
Great job, dude. You won yourself a shithole.
They have full-on
so
rape
Bale,
states.
Colorado.
Yeah, it's like they stone people in the fucking... It's biblical. India is a fucking Bible story.
India is a country I want to go to really bad. It seems like really cool. Like, there's so much culture.
Yeah, because you like raping
kids,
dude. Yeah, because
you
want to
go rape people there.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a rape case, dude.
You want to go rape a child?
No, it's cool. I want to drink chai tea in the streets.
Dude, he wants to go assault a child and then wake up and be like, I've awoken. I'm spiritually woken now because I assaulted this child Gandhi style.
No, that's not true at all.
I mean,
and then I
honest.
Put on these little glasses.
Yeah, like... It just has like a random like stringed instrument playing in the background.
Insane.
Insane, dude.
Sitar or whatever. Oh.
All right. We've done it, guys.
Is this it?
This is it.
Are we done, Aces. Dude?
We were here for like 2 hours, dude.
Are we?
It's no. almost one in the morning.
All right, dude. Cut no. everything.
How long have we recorded for?
$1.30.
Dude, cut everything out, I said.
We're going to end it with...
I'll edit it very carefully so that you're not even in the podcast.
Yeah, take out literally every
That'd
single
be terrible.
Thing I said. Cuts it down to a 25-minute... I'm sorry I talked so much, you guys.
I hope everybody listens till the end so they can hear Chris say, I'm going on a rape-cation.
Yeah,
I love going on a rape-cation.
Hey, I love you guys. I'm sorry I talked so much.
No, you're good. You help keep the energy up.
Cutie pies. Thanks for Pat Caster.
Wait, that's a pedophile show on Netflix.
It's the cuties.
It's PewDiePie. Yeah, yeah. All
right, we're done here, right?
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Now,
everybody.
Time to find goodbye. A 12-year-old to go to bed now.
Why would you say that? Why would you end this with that?
That was Ryan.
That was Ryan, the
What's
pedophile.
His last name?
What's his last name?
Don't go tossing that out. No.
That was Ryan, Spanish word for warrior.
What is that? Let me Google that. And then
yeah, you might need to cut out there at the end. Anyways. All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Right, goodbye.
Ooh, I told you we got a little sloppy. I did anyway. Sometimes I'm embarrassed. But I have to publish it. You know why? Reminds me to get my shit straight. We said some pretty outrageous things in the podcast today, guys. And, well, it was for shock value. It was very, I thought it was fun. I had a good time. Even listening back, I was laughing. You know? So, if you liked it, you liked it. I did figure since these were Chicago guys, and I believe we maybe briefly talked about it, there is a drink. It is a Chicago tradition. I looked it up. I believe it actually is Swedish in origin. And I'll let you know the secret ingredient after the song. Today's featured artist is Splat Gorick. Just look it up in the show notes if you find the song interesting. It's short and sweet off his 2022 album, Phantasmagorica. The song is Malort. The fine Chicago liquor. Try it out, guys. It's gross. Wormwood?